from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean teachers told they should reject job offers in the United States. The WTO rules mostly in favor of the U.S. in a dispute with Europe over Cuban rum. And we drop in on Antigua's all-in-one carnival. I'm Bertram Knowles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean Union of Teachers, which is meeting in St. Lucia, has warned delegates about accepting lucrative job offers in the United States. In an address to teachers from throughout the region, St. Lucia's Education Minister Mario Machel said that while the pay for such overseas opportunities might be good, there were other considerations. Pete Ninval reports from Castries.
Mr. Michel made no secret of his ministry's concern about the issue of Caribbean teachers taking up job offers in the United States. Labor, he told the teachers from around the region, is increasingly subject to the insensitivity and roguishness of the free market. But Mr. Michel said while there is the lure of better money in the United States, the same could not be said about working conditions.
Just recall the many incidents of killings and shootings in U.S. schools over the past year, and you will understand why suddenly teachers have become an endangered species in the U.S. and why the USA will use the power of its money to offer this new indentureship when their own people...